for making yourself a sacrificial lamb that we would not be sacrificed. We give you praise and we give you glory. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. Hallelujah. Please take your seat. Welcome to teaching service as usual. We'll go straight to the point for what we are going to learn today. I know you will be blessed. We are still from camp and I know a lot are tired. But we will learn a lot today. We will get to know a lot today. Today I brought you a word from the Lord. And when I was... It's one of my old notes I was trying to... For some time now, I've been trying to... My spirit has carried me to my old notes. And as I read through, the Lord ministers to me and it directs me to share them in different forms. So tonight, I'm sharing on what I title, "The Solution is Older Than the Problem." The solution is older than the problem. I want you to lift your right hand, close your eyes, and talk to God that He will give you understanding to what I'm about to teach. Ask Him for clarity in understanding. It's not just enough to hear the word of the Lord. How you hear it, where you hear it, in what condition you hear it, is very important. You want to ask the Lord to give you great understanding, to give you great faith, to be able to imbibe what is about to be shared. La katalabako shada bahayas. Le brando shande le bakayanda laba. Rabalo de gavalagadosh. Indala katalabaye kataya. Malora shanta vayakade. Radole varakatalabalaras. Yandele bazo brende vahatas. Velanosa navaratas. Velosa branda katalaba. The word is alive. The word is powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. As we imbibe this word, may your life not be the same again. May elevation come to you. May light be shed abroad your heart. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that our lives will never be the same again. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen. The solution is greater than the problem. The solution. We are more than halfway through the year. I don't know how many days more today. So 40 days to cross over. So approximately 40 days is left for the year to come to an end. What we may be facing now is the effort, the input we have made in the year. Have they changed anything? Did it cause a change? Or the equation remained the same? So if you find yourself in a situation where what the harvest you expected is less than what you have, or the harvest you expected is like you didn't get anything, you are going to find yourself in a very discouraged position. So when it's getting to the year, ending of the year, the word of the Lord is seasonal. It's very seasonal. God knows what you are going through. God knows what we are engaged in. God knows your expectations. So every time we find ourselves, there are messages God will give to us on the mountain. When you read the Bible, a whole sermon of Jesus was preached on the mountain, the Beatitudes. There are encounters we get in the valley. Ezekiel, the prophet, God carried his spirit into the valley of the dry bones. So depending on where a man is, God's word can come to him to be a blessing. If there's a barren woman, that woman will get a word from the Lord, then that word will be the word of fruitfulness. If there is a poor person, the word of the Lord will minister prosperity to you. So tonight, let's go to scripture. Acts chapter 3, verse 1. Acts chapter 3, verse number 1. We are reading through to verse 9. Give me the TLB. Let's see what happens. Peter and John went to the temple one afternoon to take part in the 3 o'clock daily prayer meeting. As they approached the temple, they saw a man lame from birth, carried along the street and laid beside the temple gate, the one called the Beautiful Gate, as was his custom every day. As Peter and John were passing by, he asked them for money. They looked at him intently, and then Peter said, "Look here, look on us." The lame man looked at them eagerly, expecting a gift. But Peter said, "We don't have any money for you, but I will give you something else. I command you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk." Then Peter took the lame man by the hand and pulled him to his feet. And as he did, the man's feet and ankle bones were healed and strengthened so that he came up with a leap, stood there a moment, and began walking. Then, walking, limping, and praising God, he went into the temple with them. When the people inside saw him walking and heard him praising God and realized he was the lame beggar they had seen so often at the Beautiful Gate, they were inexpressibly surprised. Take me back to the Old King James. We'll read it. Old King James. Now, Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the 9th hour. So, today you have learned that the 9th hour is actually 3 o'clock. Okay? And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful. The temple had different kinds of gates. And there was this particular gate. How it managed that an ugly situation is always brought to a beautiful gate, we will find out as I preach. To ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Verse 3. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, "Look on us." He didn't say, "Look at us." He said, "Look on us." And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. So in the other version, we saw that it was money. A beggar there, his money is looking for. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold, we don't have money. Have I none? But such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." Verse 7. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. Verse 8. And he limping up stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and limping and praising God. Verse 9, and all the people saw him walking and praising God. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word. There is a name that we call Jesus, and that name was gotten from the book of Daniel. And that name is called the Ancient of Days. Say the Ancient of Days. Jesus is the Ancient of Days. So we have a song. Oh, Ancient of Days. His title, Ancient of Days, was revealed in the book of Daniel. And that is why the Bible didn't say that by his stripes we shall be healed. That is not the scripture. The Bible said, by his stripes, we are healed. He is the Ancient of Days, the, the solution is older than the problem. So if God is going to, when you hear a man of God, when you hear me say God is going to bless you, it's not now that God is going to bless you. What I'm trying to say is that the blessing that God has ordained for you is about to be revealed in your life. So Jesus is the Ancient of Days. He's not now figuring out what should come out of our lives. He's not now figuring out what our destiny should look like. He has the exact picture. He has the exact picture, the exact image. He has the exact framework of our destinies. So the one we are following, he's not playing cha-cha with our lives, as we say it in Ghana. He's not doing try your luck. God is not trying his luck with our lives. God is not playing chess with our lives. He knows, he said, before you were formed in your mother's womb, before you were formed, I knew you. He is the Ancient of Days. He was there before the beginning. Are you following me? So one of the names of our Savior is the Ancient of Days. Say, my solution is greater than my problem. Yeah. Your problem is younger than your solution. The solution that God has made available is older than the problem. Any problem that came up, God had the solution for it. And today I declare that problem you are in, may the solution of God be revealed in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Before the sickness, the solution is there. Before the calamity, the solution is there. Before the chaos, the Prince of Peace is there. When the storm raged over the sea, when the Prince of Peace spoke over the sea, there was calmness, and the people were amazed that even the wind hear his voice. The man by the beautiful gate didn't know that before he came to the point of being placed at the gate every day, his solution was already there. And this is a man they all knew to be lame in the legs. He was lame in the legs. Everybody knew. It's not, you know, there are some miracles that when you hear, you wonder whether it was truly a miracle. Sometimes you see the miracle like, ah, this guy is too fit to be sick. But this was a man that every time people came to church, they saw him at a particular gate. So there was no doubt that he had a known problem. I don't know who I'm talking to. If you have a known problem, if your problem has a name, if there is a name tag on that problem, I came to tell you the solution is older than the problem. The man will go and sit at the gate of beautiful, but he did not know that where he was sitting was actually a solution to his problem. His ugly situation, the lameness, gave him a wrong image. His lameness gave him a dirty image. Most people who are lame in their legs are very, very dirty. But some way, somehow, his helpers will always carry him to a particular gate called beautiful. It was very prophetic. God was involved. Whatever you are going through, whatever your problem is carrying you to, wherever your problem is carrying you to, whoever your problem is connecting you to, whatever situation is coming out of your life because of your problem, it is very prophetic. He said that is why the Bible said all things work together for our good. You need to go through what you are going through because it is an ingredient. It's an ingredient to what God wants to do for you. I pray that whatever you are going through will not define who you are, but who you are within you will swallow up whatever you are going through. And the only thing we shall see at the end of the day is the testimony of God, is the blessing of the solution. You will come out with a solution. I said your problem will come out with a solution. Before any affliction comes our way, the solution is there. Somebody say, oh Lord, reveal unto me the solution of my problem. Yeah, it's there. He said, by the anointing, the yoke is destroyed. So before the yoke will come, The solution is there. I declare over your life, your solution is manifesting after tonight. Your solution is manifesting after tonight. Wherever the problem is, wherever the problem is. You see, the reason why you go to the hospital when you are sick is that they have the solution. When malaria enters, you know the hospital has a solution. Even cancer, they have treatment. That is why you go to the hospital. If God, if medicine have enough knowledge, has enough knowledge that they have solutions for our infirmities, how much more the Creator, how much more the Savior of our soul. I came to declare to you, the problem you are in now, you can name it, you can define it, God will give you that solution. Because he's not now figuring out the solution, he has the solution. I speak to you tonight once again. You know, at this point of the year, you need God's word. And this is God's word to you. It's not just a teaching service. It's God's word to God. God said that go and tell them that the solution of their problem is older than the problem. So that you will not focus on the problem to define how your year has gone. The most important thing for us to do is to get closer to our God. Because the solutions to this world's problem is in his hands. He said, cast all your cares upon me, for I care for you. If God cannot solve the problem, he will not ask us to cast our cares upon him. I came to tell you, don't turn left, don't turn right. Look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith, who for the joy that was set before him. You see, the joy is that Jesus survived the greatest problem. And if he survived in our stead, we are fighting from victory. You see, if you become born again, victory is not just something you acquire in battle. Victory is two things to the Christian. Number one, a trophy at the end of a battle. Number two is your right. Victory is your right because Jesus became our victory. As for you, when you enter into battle, victory is yours. You are more than a conqueror. So from the beginning of the battle, your right is to win. I declare over you, every battle you are in today, every problem you are in today, by your prophetic inheritance, by your prophetic right in Christ Jesus, you are coming out as the winner. You are coming out with a trophy in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, let's walk through some lessons in the scripture we have read from the Acts chapter 3, verse 1 to 9. Number one, the man was lame from his mother's womb. Note that the man was lame from his mother's womb. It was not an accident, it was a permanent damage. His problem was well defined. It was a heart problem. It was a problem that he had nothing to do with it. But he met the problem. It was a heart problem. And heart problems are connected to foundations. He was lame from his mother's womb. And when a problem is connected to foundations, there must be a higher foundation that should crush that problem. If the problem is connected to foundation, it is not easily solved. It needs another foundation that is stronger than it. Are you following me? In the mother's womb tells us from the beginning of his conception, there was a problem. And this problem grew in the womb and manifested. Even when he became an adult, he was lame. It was a foundation problem. And when you have when your problem is connected to foundations, you need a foundation that is higher than the other foundation. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 11. And this foundation we have, that is why the victory is assured. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 11. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. No matter the foundation problem, No matter the foundation problem, no matter the foundational problem, no matter the foundation your problem is connected to, as long as our foundation is Christ Jesus, when you stand on your faith, when you remain consistent, when you keep your focus on Jesus Christ, when you keep looking unto Jesus, his foundation that has been laid, it will crush that foundational problem. Don't let anybody show you another foundation, because there is no other foundation that can be laid except that which has been laid by the Lord Jesus. The man was lame from his mother's womb. Very hard situations need confrontational force with the foundation that laid your life. And as a Christian, your foundation is the Lord Jesus Christ. So it is very dangerous for you to fight problems with carnal weapons. For the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down. So you cannot fight hard problems with carnal weapons. Hard problems with your energy, with quarrels, with... No. When it comes to foundational problems, you need to engage the force of the foundation of Christ in your life. And today I decree and declare, any other foundation that is ruling your life, any other foundation that has empowered the situation in your life, may the power in the name of Jesus, the name that is above all other names, let the power in the foundation laid by Christ Jesus in your new birth begin to deal with every foundational problem. Foundational problem from your father's house, foundational problem from your mother's house, foundational problem from your hometown, let them not prevail over your life, because this new life you have in Christ Jesus has its foundation in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let every problem that has entangled itself to your life for many years, let the power in the foundation laid by Christ Jesus crush every other foundation in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let that problem that has a foundation. You see, when you see this building, it has a foundation. The foundation determines the kind of building you can build. You cannot lay a foundation for a single room and then you change your mind and say you want a 5-bedroom and use the same foundation. It will not work. So it means that when you see your problem will tell you the intensity of the power of your foundation. Yeah. But if in the name of Jesus and through Christ, without him was anything made that was made, if the name of Jesus created the whole wide world, created everything in the universe, and nothing was created without him. If nothing was created without him, that means the whole universe, its foundation is Jesus Christ. And if the whole foundation, the whole world can have a foundation in Jesus Christ, how big is your problem that Jesus Christ cannot carry? I came to tell you that whatever you are going through, the solution is greater than the problem. I prophesy over your life that from tonight, your life is being built on your original foundation, the original foundation of Christ Jesus. I command new buildings to begin to rise in this foundation, Jesus Christ. Your buildings will not be built on the foundations of demons in your father's house, of demons in your mother's house, but it shall begin, your glory will begin to be built on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is why we must keep praying. That is why we must keep tarrying. That is why we must keep the word of God in our mouth, because we can build nothing. We can build nothing sustaining. We can build nothing glorious except we build in the Lord Jesus Christ. Any other thing cannot stand the forces of the enemy. But when you build your life in the name of Jesus, and on the foundation that Christ has given to us, let no man bring your life down. I see new buildings in your life. I see new glories in your life. Jesus' name will be glorified in your life. That problem that make others mock at you, the Lord is going to glorify himself in your life. I see fresh testimonies being released into your life, because where the name of Jesus is mentioned, every knee bows. Where the name of Jesus is mentioned, testimonies are bound to happen. May testimonies be released into your hands. May you have enough testimonies. May your basket, the Bible said, after they ate the bread and the fish and they were gathering the fragment, they needed 12 baskets. I came to declare to you, between now and 31st December, you will gather so many baskets of blessings because the foundation of Christ has been set on fire on your behalf. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whatever good thing, whatever good thing was denied you, I prophesy into your life, whatever good thing has been denied you because of your problem all this while, I speak into your life that after tonight, by the foundation of the Lord Jesus Christ, the foundation that Jesus has laid in your life, receive those good things. They begin to flow in your life. In the name of Jesus, you are being established on the original foundation in Jesus' name. If you go in the might of your mother's foundation, you will mess up. If you go in the might of your father's foundation, you will mess up. That is why David, when he was going to fight Goliath, and they told the king Saul that, a boy says that he wants to fight Goliath. And when he went before the king Saul wanted to give him his armor. But David had this revelation. He said, no. He gave him his history. When I was in the bush, a lion came, a bear came. What did I do? I killed them by my God. The same God that kept me in victory against a lion, against a bear, will help me to bring down Goliath. You must be careful. We must never fight with our old foundation, no matter how great our foundation from our father's house and mother's house looks like. When you are stepping into a new life, when you are stepping into new ventures, when you are taking a step of faith, don't rely on that foundation. This is the foundation that has been laid, that no other foundation can be laid. I pray that whatever step you are taking, may your steps land on the foundation of Christ Jesus. May you not see defeat between now and the end of the year. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will lose nothing. You will waste nothing. You will lose nothing. You will waste nothing. Whatever must come to you, whatever is left in 2023, the last 40 days, 40 talks about establishment, 40 talks about a generation, 40 talks about the move of God. When King David became king, he reigned for 40 years. When Saul became king, he reigned for 40 years. When Moses went into the wilderness, it took him 40 years to return to become a deliverer. I stand on this way from on this day, 40 days to cross over. Whatever blessing is left to be seen in your life in 2023 that has been denied by your predicament, that has been denied by the problem you are facing, that has been denied by the situation, I speak under the unction of the Spirit of the Lord that whatever must come into your hands before this year ends, there will not be a carryover. We declare that they shall land before 31st. In Jesus' name. Any foundational ancestral curse in your bloodline resisting certain doors from opening for you, resisting certain goodwills coming to you, resisting certain blessings coming to your house, let those foundational ancestral curses be broken tonight in the name of Jesus. You will not remain at one place after tonight. You will not remain lame after tonight. Yes, you came out of your mother's womb as a lame person. The thing is connected to your father's house. The thing is connected to your mother's house. The thing is connected to an environment you came from. But I came to declare to you that no matter the force in your mother's womb that created the lameness, the Lord says that the solution is greater than the problem. You will walk out of here and the problem you came in with shall be turned into a solution for your generation. In Jesus' name. Amen. Number two, he was stationed at the gate of beautiful. Projection team, just connect the scriptures so that I don't waste time. He was stationed for days. When the people carried him, they would come and put him at one place called the Gate of Beautiful. How do I have an ugly situation and yet every day God guides the people to land me at the Gate of Beautiful? When people sustain you, they don't progress your life. When people sustain you, you cannot advance in life. Because human help is limited. The words of men carry limited power. Every man has a limitation. That is why if you're a president in your country, you are not a president in somebody's country. Every man has a limitation. When men sustain you, you cannot go beyond where they want you to go. You cannot go beyond where their capacity can take you. So the people will carry this man and place him at the Gate of Beautiful every day. The problem is that if you are placing him at one place, and he's not having what he wants because he himself has been affected by what he's going through. You can see that he met the apostles, and instead of asking, he had the opportunity to ask for something. He had the opportunity to ask for something. That's why the Bible said that open your mouth wide that I may feel. But you see, the man has gone through a certain life of lameness that even his mind has been lamed and put in a certain condition. Instead of, you've seen apostles, you've met Peter, you've met James, you have met the people who have worked with Jesus, and you know they carry a certain power. All you could ask for was money. His mind was wired because I'm sure that, you see, like we have on the street, you see that people push some cripples on the road, yes or no? Sometimes when you are in your car driving, you see people pushing. The people pushing will take their daily bread from the beggar's bowl. So I'm sure that these people, they were using this man for daily bread. As long as they bring the man at the Gate of Beautiful and the people come to church and they are going, they will leave some money in the bowl and they will take their share. And the man has been tuned to, hey, the people help me here. It's money that we came for. You see, when you find yourself at the right place and you are thinking wrongly, you will remain where you are. There are many of us, let me repeat what I said. When you find yourself at the right place and your mindset is wrong, you will not make progress. The man was at the right place, but his mindset has been lamed. His mindset has been formed by a routine life of failure, a routine life of lameness. So he could not think beyond getting money. When you find yourself at the right place and you are having the wrong mindset, you will miss out on what God wants to do for you. When you come to church, you must understand that you are at the right place. When you come to church, you must find yourself that, where I am is where God is. Where I am is Peniel. Where I am is the place of encounter. And where I am, when the word of the Lord is delivered to me, anything can happen to me. So when the man saw Jesus, saw Peter and John, he was thinking about money. But the apostles did not give him money. When your pastor can make you richer than him. Paul said that though we are poor, we make many rich. When there's anointing on a man, his anointing
Wherever the anointing takes him does not mean that that is where the anointing will take you. The anointing creates a booster for potential. I may impart you, but it doesn't mean you are becoming a pastor. When the anointing is transferred into you, it makes you into what God wants you to become. So the fact that Elijah prayed for you doesn't mean that you become a prophet. Are you here? Elijah prayed for Elisha. Elisha became a prophet. But he also prayed for a barren woman, and the woman did not become a prophetess, but conceived a child. So depending on where you are going in life, impartation will accelerate your destiny. So this man, he lacked that knowledge. When he saw them, all he was thinking about was money. Money. And that is a problem with us. Poverty has made Christians in our time so oriented to money that anytime anointing is revealed, it's money. It's money. It's money. But you see, your destiny is higher than money. You need money to succeed in life, but if you keep your mind on money, you will not get money. That is a mystery about money. But if you fix your mind on purpose, assignment, you will discover money. So let me go back to my sermon. I don't want to drift. This man will carry this layman and put him at the gate of beautiful. And because that is where they can take him. That is how far. When men are sustaining your life, they will not take you beyond where they have gotten to. When a man is helping you, he will help you to the point where he has gotten to. That's why there are many jealousy, there are many envious people, because they don't want to help you more than so that you will become greater than them. It's only a man filled with Christ that you can find that he's trying to help you to get beyond where he's gotten to. But these people, they'll just carry the boy, the man, and place him at one place. They empowered his poverty. They empowered his begging life. They were the people. They looked like they were helping him, but they were killing him. There are some hands that must not help you. Sometimes one of the prayers you must pray is that, Lord, deliver me from strange hands. Hands that will help me, but who try to help me, but will damage my life. Because they knew Peter and John. They knew they work in the supernatural. They have heard that Peter's shadow was healing people. So why is it that you are bringing this man to the gate? Why won't you sensitize him that if you see Peter and John passing, don't ask for money? But these people, they are helpers who can limit you. Sometimes you must reject certain helps. There are helps that will keep you at the same place. The men were helping him. They brought him to a place. They always brought him there. They never took him to a different place. They always brought him there. They never took him further. I came to declare to you, any help you are receiving, that is denying you purpose. That is denying you destiny. That is denying you glory. But you think that you are being helped. May those help be cut short. May those help be shortened. May those help be denied. I pray that any kind of help that will keep you in danger, that will keep you in the place of stagnancy, may that help never come to you. Yeah. May no help that will keep you at one place locate you. May you escape from strange helps. May no help take you backwards. Maybe you have taken so many steps ahead in life, and one help you received just took you 10 steps backwards. May God help you escape strange helps. In the name of Jesus, when God sends a destiny helper, that destiny helper will carry you to your next level. But there are some helps you must never receive. I mentioned to you, God, forgive me. I remember in Ghana, there was a day called the 3rd June disaster, where rain fell and the whole place was flooded, and people thought that under a shed of a filling station could be a good help to run away from the rain, only for them to be killed
at the very place they thought they were going to receive help. Any help that will kill you, any help that will destroy you, any help that will take you away from God, any help that will take you out of life, may God redirect your step. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, anybody that will help you with a bad intention, may God not allow them to cross your path. And when they cross your path, may you have the wisdom to reject. May you have the wisdom to say no. May you have the wisdom to say, I have need, but I don't want this help. In the name of Jesus. When you depend on people to sustain you, you will never advance in life. Praise God. And I'm sure they were, by all means, he had relatives amongst the men who brought him. By all means. Anybody that is sustaining you is not helping you. Your nest must be shaken. Sometimes in the midst of disappointment, in the midst of pain, in the midst of discouragement, in the midst of where am I going from here, in the midst of that state, that is when God will use that situation. Don't let anybody make you comfortable. Comfort is for the weak. Are you here with me? Comfort is for the weak. There are times in your life God will stir the waters. And you are like, where am I in life? What is happening? At that point, you need to cry out for destiny that I must break forth. Anything that will make you comfortable is an enemy to your destiny. After tonight, those who carried you to the place of beautiful and never transformed your life, God is going to touch your life and you are going to begin to carry them. You will carry those who carried you. I said you will carry those who carried you. Those who gave you money for Gary. Those who gave you money for Kenke. And they didn't make you go hungry to them. No, there's a hunger you need to hang. I don't know how to say. There's a hunger you need to go through. That will make you think. Like the prodigal son. He got to a point that he started eating with pigs. And they said, ha! Something moved him. He said, no. Even the servants in my father's house, they don't eat this kind of food. Oh yeah? Take your shame. Whether I'm disgraced, whether I'm going back. And when it went back, a life that was meant for him was revealed. I pray that nobody listening to me will fall into the wrong hands. No helper that has been sent to kidnap you, give you a lift for you to jump in. Anybody that will give you an appointment to kill you, anything, any throne that will destroy you, any place of work that will destroy you, any helping hand that will destroy you, may God open your eyes to see and to refuse to enter in the name of Jesus. You are not a beggar. You are a generational blessing. Your generation will depend on you. Your family will depend on you. Generations will depend on you. Generations will be blessed because of you. You are a distributor and not a consumer. In the mighty name of Jesus, your life will distribute grace to your generation. Your life will dispense prosperity to your generation. Your generation will bless God because of your life. It doesn't matter what you are going through, whether you have been lame from your mother's womb, whether whatever it is, men that have helped you at one point and they are tired, we decree and declare, may God take over from there. In the name of Jesus. And then listen to me, your destiny helpers will not come in the way you think. You know, this lame man, am I blessing you tonight? Yeah. This lame man had helpers who always carried him. So in his mind, his helpers came in a certain form. They carried. But the real destiny helper, Peter, did not carry him. He didn't carry him. He lifted him up. Destiny helpers lift people up. They lift you up. They move you from ground zero to ground 100. I declare over your life that after tonight, in 40 days, before we cross over, may God send Peters your way to lift you up from wherever you are. In the mighty name of Jesus. Number three thing I want you to note is that the amazing thing is that when the people dropped him, they entered the temple and leave the man at the gate. When they brought the man at the gate, they will enter the temple. So, and a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. So they laid the man at the gate and they enter the temple. When people sustain you, many a times they never desire that you prosper more than them. But when God helps you, he opens up your destiny. When God sends people into your life, they come to help you. They don't come to limit you. You see, the people, the actual place the man should go was the temple. He must also go into the temple, but he was lame. So the people will bring him and they will go ahead of him. Anybody, any peer of yours that has gone ahead of you, receive divine speed to catch up. You will catch up. You will catch up. You will catch up. You will catch up. Whatever losses that came to you because of your problem, whatever losses that came to you because of your predicament, may the Lord give you the anointing to catch up. You will catch up in life. I said you will catch up in life. Receive the catching up anointing. In the name of Jesus Christ, receive the catching up anointing. In the mighty name of Jesus. You cannot depend on man. You cannot. You cannot depend on. They will disappoint you when you greatly need them. When man is sustaining you, we just witnessed a flag bearership election of one party. And one candidate thought that because he have helped a lot of the people, they were going to come and stand. And they disappointed him. You cannot make the arm of flesh your strength. Because the arm of flesh is limited. The arm of flesh will only do what pleases it. If you put your hand in fire, you will take it out quickly. Because your feeling is not comfortable in fire. That is how it is. When they give you two rooms, see, the room is a bit warm. If we start firing the air condition and the room becomes chilled, you see that? When they ask you, which type of atmosphere do you like? A warm room or a chilled room? Which one do you like? An air conditioned room. The arm, flesh, is feeling. And what a man doesn't like, he doesn't like. You cannot force a human being to like what he doesn't like. You cannot force me to take a Tico when I want to take a Prado. You can't force me. And that is how it is. When a man is helping in his own capacity, he gets to a point, he's tired. Yeah. After today, you will not be carried anymore. Oh, your amen is not strong. After today, you will not be carried anymore. By the end of this year, you will see that you are carrying many people. The people who carried you, you will carry them. I said the people who carried you, you will carry them. Because God is going to carry you God is going to carry you. The Bible said in Ezekiel 37, God carried the prophet. May God carry someone. May God carry you from nowhere to somewhere. May God carry you. May God carry you to places, into offices you have never gone before. May your certificate enter into great companies. Anybody here looking for a job, anybody hearing me on the internet, I stand in the name of Jesus and I decree and declare, may God lift you up. May God carry you into a company you have never dreamt of. May your certificate, may your CV find itself in great and mighty offices, nationally and internationally. I break the curse of unemployment. I break the curse of rejection. I break the curse of disappointment. From tonight, you will not be disappointed. May the angels of God that works out in the affairs of men, and may the angels of the Lord that stand in the place of prayer and listens to the prayers of the saints, may the angels of the Lord that gathers the prayer requests of children of God from the beginning of the year up to now, may they begin to work on your behalf. May they go ahead of you. May mighty doors be open. May doors to banks be open. May doors to oil and gas companies be open. May doors to international NGOs and international companies be open. In the mighty name of Jesus, may God help you. I see the hand of the Lord carry you into your new level, into your next level, into your next glorious level. Your hands will handle the blessing of the Lord. Your hands will be blessed. The favor of the Lord will locate you. You will not be helped by man again. You will be a man and a woman helped by the Lord. One day your testimony will not be that I was helped by so, so and so, but you will stand in the sanctuary and say, God, help me. May the help of the Lord locate you. May God carry you to a higher place. I place a demand on heaven on your behalf. The year will not end with your head bowed down. The year will end and your head will be lifted. Because when men say that there is a casting down, you will say that there is a lifting up. I thought you would say a big amen. Number four, it was the same place Jesus healed the blind man. The same place where they were carrying this lame man. The same place. I decree and declare, this is the same place God has healed people. This is the same place that breakthroughs have come out for people. Your problem is not different. There's no problem that is new under the sun. I decree and declare, any blessing God has wrought from this altar, any deliverance God has wrought from this altar, any salvation God has wrought from this altar, any open door that has been released from this altar, from the day this church began, the Bible said that the same place the man was healed of lameness was the same place Jesus healed the blind man. I prophesy over your life in the next 40 days of the year, the last 40 days of the year, whatever blessing that has ever been decreed from this pulpit, from this altar in the name of Jesus, by great men and by myself, under the influence of the Holy Spirit, I declare that your problem is not different. Receive your own breakthrough. Receive your own testimony. Receive your own miracles. Doors have been opened on this altar. Ways have been made on this altar. Where there seems to be no way, God made a way. I declare in the name of Jesus, in the last 40 days of the year, you will see what you want to see. You will have what you want to have. You will handle what you want to handle. You will testify of what you want to testify of. May God increase your strength. May God increase your strength. You will not fail in the face of battle. Your strength will not fail in the name of Jesus. The man has seen people being healed. You have seen people testify. You have seen people share their testimony. You are yet to share yours. I declare, we will hear your own before the year ends. I said, we will hear your own before the year ends. You will not labor in vain for the Lord. You will not follow the Lord in vain. In Jesus' name. Amen. The last one, I leave the rest for next week. The life of the man was a contradiction. A lame man placed at the gate of beautiful. Life happens. There are times that the Bible said that, how come that instead of princes riding horses, servants were riding horses? There is nothing new under the sun. Sometimes you see Christian singles trusting God for marriage. The marriage will not come. They can be disappointed by seven men, these seven women. Some people will invest in a woman, he travels. This is a tongue-talking Christian, the crafty person. It's not working. Christians start businesses and it collapses. It's life. Time and chance happens to them all. You plant a seed, the seed delays in harvest, but it will come. The harvest will come. The harvest will come. I remember one of our sisters, I've not sought permission from her, so I can't mention the name. When I was doing a project in the north, feeding pastors and taking care of their families for almost a year, she partnered with me. I remember her coming to the office and said, "Pastor, you announced that you are doing this, and the Lord laid on my heart to partner with you. That as I'm doing this, I'm expecting my visa, blah, 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 to happen." And she was giving every Sunday. Every Sunday she would bring me a top up. I would send it. So the day she was going for the interview, because she had to go. She had to travel. When she went, she was bounced. After she has partnered me for about 8 months, she was bounced. And I was like, and she came and she fell down. And I said, "What God told you? I was not there when he told you. If God told you, he would do it." So she was there, and then her people there just filed for an appeal. You know, first she wanted 6 months. They appealed without her knowledge. Before she realized, they gave her 5 years. For her to be able to do. You see, God is God. God is not empty. God is all powerful, Olivia. God is all powerful. There is nothing lost in him. There is no prayer lost in him. There is no service we render to him that is lost. It may not happen at the time and the way we want it to happen, but it will happen. It will happen. I remember another testimony. There was this guy in one of the miracles. Please don't miss any of the miracle hours. We are going to have enough time. We're going to have fun. We're going to pray and trust God for the Spirit. We're going to prophesy as we are led and speak the word of the Lord. So he came to church during the miracle hour. I remember that time I was at the other side. The Spirit of the Lord led me to speak into his life. And he was working somewhere, and I said, "They are going to permanent you." He didn't qualify, but per his qualification, he's not supposed to be permanented. But the word of the Lord came. So when I told him, he smiled, and there was an interview he went, he didn't get. Another interview came, he went, he didn't get. He got tired. One time I was there, so he's resigning from the company. After he resigned, they looked for him and gave him an appointment. That is how powerful the word of the Lord is. And sometimes your life will be in the place of contradiction. You see, when. The most painful thing is to carry a prophetic word and suffer. Then it was better you didn't get the prophetic word. You get a word that, Charlie, things are going to change.
When the word comes, bam, get ready for warfare. And the word too must be spoken. Hey, and I mean, Jim prophecy, you are joking. The word must come. It's like a seed. The seed must be released on the ground. And the seed will, there is, have you thought of this? There is an energy in the seed that breaks the ground to create space for the plant to grow. No matter the situation, no matter how hard the situation is, when the seed is planted, go and check. You see cracks on the ground. There is a potential in the seed. So it doesn't matter the attacks that will come. We will still speak the word because there is something in the word that will subdue the attacks of the enemy. If there are no attacks, it means there are no seeds in your life. If you are not sowing seeds in your life, it means you won't have any attacks. A life that is not attacked, it means a life that has no seed, because it's the seed that puts fear in the enemy. His life was a contradiction. Lame man put at the beautiful gate every time. The man was placed at the gate of beautiful, but his life was not beautiful. You are serving God. Some of you are here for rehearsal. I know that you are trusting God for something simple. Daddy, is this so difficult for you? Is there anything? Is there anything? Is it too difficult for you? Daddy, how long do I have to pray for this? There are blessings God releases at his right, at his own time. Is it too difficult? How long do I have to serve? At least when you join a company, they will tell you when you're at one post for 5 years, they are going to be promoted. But you see, the God we are serving, he has no terms like that. He has no terms. All that he has is faithfulness. Be faithful. Be faithful. Be faithful. That is his only requirement. Be faithful. Serve me well. Follow me well. When you are doing something for me, do it faithfully. Don't just do it, but do it faithfully. So your life can be a contradiction. I mean, people marry and they are trusting God for children. And you can imagine that there is no barren woman or barren man who you say has not prayed to God. Who you say have not sown seed to believe God for the supernatural. Sometimes you can be believing God for something. In a service, you will know and you will know and know that your faith has grabbed the thing. You will be so sure. And this is you 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 7 months, 1 year, 2 years. So what? So this thing they are talking about, faith is the substance of things hoped for. I know I pick up the thing. Why is the thing not happening? Patience. Faith and patience. The man was calm, they bringing him every time, contradiction, but at the same place, Jesus healed the blind man. So life may look like a contradiction today, but Jesus will bring you joy. I bring you a word from him, that no matter how contradicting your situation is, Jesus will work out a joy. The testimony will be loud and clear. Because of time, I don't want to go further. But the testimony will be loud and clear. Don't worry. Be joyful in the Lord. Go through your pain. Because you must bear the marks of Christ in your body. Because there is no general without marks. There's no general without fight. Some generals have wounds that created a deep hole in their ribs. There is no battle without wounds. People think you are nothing. Don't worry. A time will come. The same people who think that you are nothing, they'll be the same people you'll be laying hands on. They'll be the same people you'll be prophesying to. They will be the same people who will call you for help in that office. Oh, can you talk to so and so for me? Because God is going to lift you up. Have not the mind of revenge. Have not the mind of bitterness.
Have not the mind of payback, but just have your mind on purpose. Have your mind on God, that God, if you do this for me, I'll do this for you. It is all about you. It's all about you and nothing to show off. And when that thing is off your mind, when you are not waiting for the testimony to brag, oh, a day will come. We will all see you and be glad that we knew you. I want you to close your eyes and pray to God. Talk to God that every problem is answering to the solution. Jesus is the panacea that God gave to the world. Panacea is the universal solution. And it is, he is older than the problem. Declare over that problem that solution has come. Solution has come. You are not remaining at the gate of beautiful without a beautiful testimony. You are coming out with a beautiful testimony. After tonight, every problem, Mara Shataka, Lebrantaka Sonde Mahakataya, Rakatala Bapaya Kolabaranta Bahaya, every problem in your life, receive a solution. Receive a solution. The man did not stay there forever. He was able to also enter the temple. You are going to enter into new places. You are going to move forward. You are going to see a new thing. A new song will be put in your mouth. You will sing a new song also. You will dance with the praises of the Lord. You will dance a new dance. You will dance a victorious dance. The Lord himself will give you victory. That problem, I came to speak into your life. You will prevail. A day will come. I see 17 months from today, 17 months from today, whatever you are going through today, God is going to put you in a place that you will turn back and thank God that God has done great and mighty things. What God is going to do for you, you will not believe it with your eye. You will not believe what God is going to do for you. You will be mightier. You will be greater. You will not die in what you are going through. The shame will not overwhelm you. The solution is here. God is giving you a solution. Tonight, you will have solutions. You will have solutions in your dreams. I declare the last 40 days of the year, it shall be days of solutions. Days of solutions. Every predicament, every problem, every situation, every calamity, receive a solution to your health challenges. Receive a solution to your marital testimony challenges. Receive a solution to your barrenness. Receive a solution to your academic life. Receive a solution to the problems that have plagued your business and career. In Jesus' name, receive a solution. I declare that God will show you his goodness tonight. From tonight, may destiny helpers show up. May people help you and lift you from nothing to something. May God cause people to be sleepless for your sake. May people in high places, may God give you helpers, political helpers, judiciary helpers, financial helpers, social helpers, business helpers, career helpers, in the mighty name of Jesus. Any type of helper you need, may God send you the help. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a good clap offering. God will help you. God will help us. I said, God will help us.